Dude, I think we have enough to do two shows.
I think
I think
so.
we could piece together two shows out of this.
Okay, all right.
If you think it's if there's enough
Well,
worthiness.
let's do it. Let's do a second ending and then another beginning.
Oh, there you go. All right. Well, here let me do the I'll do the opening.
Okay.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to yet another intriguing, exciting, scintillating. I already said exciting.
Scintillating.
Scintillating.
Watch out. My scintillator is set on kill.
We put the sin in scintillating.
Indeed.
Indeed, we do. Episode of It Came From Living Horror of Zombie Beach, or we just shortened it because it's easier to Zombie Beach. .zom.com. My name is Dan, and as always, I'm here with my good friend Jerry, who likes fish.
Indeed.
Indeed.
How you doing, Dan?
I'm good, Jerry.
Hey, I want to pick up on a thread that we were talking about on the last episode that we recorded 15 minutes ago. About Stephen King, is his fame is so huge, it's like a city that makes its own weather. He could write a short story and it will make a publication sell.
Yeah, true.
Whereas otherwise, it's usually a publication is trying to sell the fact that they're full of short stories.
Right, that's very
you know?
True.
But he's got this, it's kind of like a black hole of popularity. Now, and I don't mean that, Stephen, in a negative way.
No,
I mean
no.
He's achieved critical mass.
Yeah.
To the point where just fame just comes to him like gravity sucking suns in.
Yes.
You know? And the very few authors ever get that. I mean, it's Stephen King, J.K. Rowling. I can't even think of any
well,
others.
Well, the new chick that's doing Twilight.
Yeah.
She's getting that type of accolade as well. I mean, her books are selling like freaking vampire hotcakes, and she is throwing them out there and making movies. And she, you know, she was just a stay-at-home mom who was writing in between while her kids was going to school. So, God bless her. But you're absolutely right.
I know. More power to her. I mean, I have a lot of writer friends who just think she's the Antichrist. But you know, anybody who can make it. Anybody who write and make it, and I don't care what people think about their stuff, more power to
absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely. You know what? It's like in the motorcycle industry, everybody bags on the Tuttles from American Chopper because their bikes just really aren't that good. But they, you know what? They were a halfway decent motorcycle shop, and they were in the right place at the right time. And they made their millions, and they're still on there, and they're still shooting shows. And God bless them. You know what? If they're a sellout, I would like to be a sellout. I would love to be a sellout. I would love
but
to.
You made a pilot, didn't you?
Yeah, I did make a pilot, actually. And I have the copies here. I should. Did I ever send you a copy? No?
No, you should send it. We should YouTube them and we'll feature them on the site.
I think that's a good idea. I should put the 15-minute trailer out there on YouTube.
Yeah.
That would be fun. See if we get any type of response. It's an okay show. It just we were too late to the table, you know. It was like Extreme Home Makeover meets American Chopper.
So if I brought in my old cruddy duddy motorcycle, you guys would turn it into Mr. Super Motorcycle.
We could, yeah.
Is that kind of the premise?
Well, that's the premise is.
It's like Pimp My Motorcycle.
It is like Pimp My Motorcycle, except it's more like what was that other show? Where they actually like set the guy up and say that his car got stolen or something and.
No,
yeah, it's really very funny. It's I can't remember what the name of it was.
I didn't actually watch that one.
Oh yeah, it's still on.
It.
But they trick the guy into thinking his car got jacked, and they take it in, and like in 5 days or 7 days, They turn it from just this horrible beater of a car into this amazing double throwdown street rod type thing. So, yeah, that's what we did. We did the same kind of deal. And
So you stole someone's motorcycle?
well, we worked it out with the wife, and we came up with this. The husband bought this beat up Harley Softail, and it was horrible.
That seems so dangerous to do something like
Well, yeah, but it was, here's what we did. We set him up, and we got him a 4 day cruise to Mexico.
But what happens? What happens when he calls the police and reports it? Are they in on it?
Well, here's the thing. The way we did it was we sent them on this fake trip. They thought they had won a contest to test out suntan lotion on a 4 day trip to the Mexican Riviera. And so sent them on the trip. The wife was in on it, obviously. And so while they were gone, as soon as the limo left to pick them up, we went, stole the bike, and took it back to the shop and got it back in 3 days before he
Oh,
got there.
so he never knew it was
He
gone.
never knew it was gone. So,
Oh, okay. I thought the whole th I thought you were saying the premise was he thought, oh my, I mean, I can imagine this. You send him on this cruise and everything. They're all grooving on the cruise, and then you send this telegram, oh, your bike has been stolen. You completely fuck up his vacation.
yeah, well,
But then he gets back to find out that it's been like completely refurbished and it's beautiful.
yes, that's the premise of the show. And it worked out really well. I mean, it totally was functional and working, but none of we took it to, oh, and this was so brilliant, my friend. We went to and pitched it to MTV. And so we're at the MTV studios, sitting in the waiting room with Scott Baio, because he's there pitching a show. And but dude, how surreal is that? Scott Baio is sitting in the waiting room of MTV to go pitch a show. It's like he gets no preferential treatment. He gets no star power. He's just Scott Baio. I used to be on Joanie Loves Chachi. So,
Must have been interested to say, hey, how's never mind. Well, the funny thing is I completely forgot who he was. He used to be
Happy Days.
on Happy Days, right? Yeah. And so I Google him real qu quick so I could fake that I know who you're talking about.
How'd that
And
work?
the first thing that pops up is Kelly Ripa bears a boob to Scott Baio. And that kind of like threw me off.
Oh my gosh, that's brilliant. Kelly Ripa bears a boob for Scott Baio. Wow.
YouTube.
That's that would be pretty amazing. That's almost as good as the squirrel in the cleavage. To this day, that is still one of my all-time favorite videos.
YouTube memes.
Oh, dude, speaking of that, I have got to send you the most disgusting YouTube
Oh,
video in the history of the world.
I'm not sure if I want to see a disc. It's not like two cups, one girl, or something.
Oh, no. This is like physical anomalies.
Oh.
This trailer trash, scrawny looking biker dude has a infected oil gland on his back.
Oh, yuck.
And I kid you not, it is 4 minutes of his, I'm assuming it's his wife or girlfriend, lancing this thing, and it just keeps going and it keeps going. And it's like, it is,
I could live my whole life without seeing
you
that.
know, it's one of those things that is just so perversely, I couldn't not watch it. It was making me, it
My
was making me, it
God.
was making me physically ill to watch it, but I couldn't stop. And I was just going, my God, that it's like his intestines are coming out of his back. It was the most disgusting. Jerry, I should just send it to you because
No, I don't want
yep,
it.
it is almost as good as Rubber Johnny.
Rubber Johnny was fun.
That was scary. Could you imagine?
I liked Rubber Johnny.
Man, that is one of the damn freakiest film things I've ever seen. I don't understand it, but it just creeps me out to no end. Hey, speaking of which,
Scott Baio should make one of those. Anyway, yeah.
Scott Baio, I think, was Rubber Johnny, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, that's what it. Okay, so that's what he was pitching.
Rubber Baio. I don't know. I got nothing.
That was funny.
I'm grasping at straws here. But, you know, this is something that has been a little bit frightening because I frequent Archie McPhee.
Yeah.
The website. And there used to be a share feature so that I could put up cool toys and zombie-related things. And they stopped the share feature. I was wondering if you could add some insight and possibly as to why they would do such a horrible thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just very sad.
Wait a minute. There's a share feature I'm seeing.
Is it? Then they must have taken it down for a couple of weeks because I just went on there and tried to.
You know what it was? Is they probably moved from one to another because they're using it's a third-party share code called Add This.
Yeah.
From addthis.com. It was probably something else before that.
Oh.
And they're switching out because I'm actually doing the same thing to one of the websites that I run in my real life.
Yes.
What? My daytime life.
Oh, gotcha. So that not yeah. like this.
No, not like one of our websites, but it my daytime job. Legitimate websites.
Which just sounds bad to say, but I don't.
The ones that pay me actual real
right.
money.
Right.
So.
Yeah, not the Kiev hooker site.
No, not.
Not iPretty.
Not iPretty.com.
Oh.
I wonder if someone's got that.
I don't know.
Okay, check.
Oh, good Lord. Make sure your filters are on.
Oh, someone. It's. Someone's sitting on it. Those damn domain
squatters.
Squatters. Damn them to heck.
I pretty duck.
No, damn them. Damn them to hell.
Damn. Drag me to hell. That was the Sam Raimi. The Sam Raimi film. Yes, I saw that.
Was it
good? It was predictable and it was cheesy and it was kind of a fun ride. But yeah, am I so glad I didn't see it in the theater? Absolutely.
Raimi, what's up with that?
You know, that's his true love. It's like I think he loves doing budget films.
Why no? But I mean, he's been so original.
Yeah, it was just. I mean, long story short, Gypsy Curse, and trying to get rid of it, kind of along the lines of Thinner, but not as.
It's tired. You know, here's a good thing to talk about, and this is actually it came up, it sparked in my brain quite a while ago, and it didn't make it out because we were going down several different blind alleys. horror, and this is something I just realized, horror is actually very much akin to fantasy.
Yes.
Because of the rules. The rules are, there are no rules.
Right.
And the interesting thing is, and I've noticed this about so many fantasy authors and fantasy stories, is they never take advantage, well, not never, but so many times they don't take advantage of the fact that they can be completely free in what they write.
Yeah, it's almost like they have a set of imaginary constraints that they put on themselves.
Yeah, it's like they're shackled by the fantasy architecture that's already existing.
Yes.
There should be no architecture. Fantasy is completely wide open. You can do anything you want.
Exactly.
You could stretch. And horror is actually the same way.
It is absolutely, because you're taking something that is so out of the norm that anything can happen. And it should.
Yeah, that's it.
It should happen.
Actually, I guess horror is nothing but dark urban fantasy.
Yes.
Really?
If you break it down to its barest component, yes, absolutely. And the beautiful part about horror is that it allows you to embrace that darker side of your psyche without actually hurting anybody.
Yeah, really, it's kind of like this release.
Right. Whereas, like the perfect example, like Star Wars, what a great epic fantasy, and actually based a lot in mythology and there. You know this, that there are basically what, five or seven stories, and they're just retold in a different way.
There are 42 basic plots,
Yes.
and those are and actually most of those are can be traced down to, I think it was 11, it depends on who you talk to, 11 or 14 solid core plots,
Yes.
all of which Shakespeare did,
Right.
every single one of them. And here, but and where were we going with this?
Oh, we were going that there are no rules and
Oh,
that.
there are no rules. So then, but here's the thing: you, with I actually think horror has been taking advantage of that far more than fantasy has lately.
Absolutely. I agree.
I mean, here's a perfect example, because I consider it's a fantasy. But actually, it was kind of a horrific fantasy. Was Pan's Labyrinth.
Yes.
How exquisitely wonderful was that
That
movie?
was an amazing film. And the fact, here's this is at least for me, and I'm just going to speak for myself, the sign of a great film is that if it can have subtitles and you don't give a shit, that's exactly how Pan's
If
Labyrinth was for me.
they had dubbed that, it probably would have ruined it.
Yes, it would have been like watching Iron Chef on the Food Network.
He
He
says
says,
he is hot.
it's
The curtains are blue.
Oh, de soi de solo. That was my job of the hut.
You stepped in
You
poodoo.
said, Bantha doo-doo.
Poodoo.
Yeah, but you're absolutely right. And I think that that has been the biggest problem with most of the films is they don't take it far enough. It's like they feel like there's a set of constraints where they have to stay within a parameter that is the acceptable norm of that genre. But there is no
Yeah.
norm. I mean, look at for.
But the only thing they have to do is set the expectations at the very beginning.
Yes.
If you do something ridiculous in the very beginning of a film or story, you have made the expectations wide open.
Well, let's put it this way. Return of the Living Dead, one of the greatest films, actually done by the guy who did the movie Alien. He wrote Return of the Living Dead.
I
Funniest
didn't know that.
dude. It's an amazing, amazing film. Dan O'Bannon.
Oh, he
He
did. I didn't
did,
know
yeah.
that.
And the premise, it's so far-fetched. The government screws up and sends these containers of corpses that have been reanimated after some of this chemical called 245 trioxin got loose, and they start wiggling around. They put them in the containers, and we're going to ship them out to be destroyed. It ends up at this medical supply place in the Midwest, and these two bumbling warehouse guys accidentally crack one open, and the stuff gets out, animates the dead bodies in the freezer. They burn the bodies. The smoke goes up in the air, it starts to rain, and of course they're right next to a cemetery, goes in the ground and reanimates all the corpses, and hilarity ensues. Yeah,
Awesome.
it's
Awesome. I'm gonna have to see that
oh,
now.
dude, you have to see that. It is the movie that all other comedy horror films should be judged by.
You know, my younger daughter is going to be coming to stay with me for a week during her st spring break. No, spring. What am I saying? For fall break. She's a huge horror fanatic. You guys would get along so well. And so
Well,
we're probably going to have a horror fest, and maybe I could bring her on the show and we could like do a podcast
oh,
with her.
absolutely. Please do. Please do. I would love, see, this is exactly what we need. We need to get, because you and I can talk about it because we're old guys. Dude, you're talking about being 50 in a couple years. I've got months left.
Oh
I'm going
yeah.
to be 50 at the end of this year. So, you know.
I didn't know you were that much older than me.
Well, you know, the svelte figure and full head of hair would betray a
Well,
much younger man.
actually, the funny thing is I think I assumed you were younger because just about everybody I was hanging out with was younger than me.
Yeah, you know what? And I do the same thing. It's like, I don't know whether I'm just trying to recapture my youth, or I have delusions of fantasy, or that if I just hang around young people, I'll get younger. I don't know.
Well, the only one I knew for sure that was older was DT, and then beyond that, there was Jason, who everybody said was old. He was about to die. Remember that?
Oh.
Do you remember? That was the same. You're so old, you're about to die.
Yeah. And then that's true. Them. Yeah. Well, who's in jail? That's all I'm saying.
Who's in jail?
Who's in jail? That's all I'm saying.
You? Oh. Who's gone crazy?
Oh, not me. I would have been the long shot.
Maybe we should just keep it in, bleep everything out.
You know what?
What happened is some jackass guy that we knew at Carnations,
right,
gives her two tabs of Purple Haze, which is like the really strong stuff.
Yes.
And I'd only done that Orange Sunshine before, and I'd already sworn off it.
Right.
And she brings it in. She goes, "Look, I got two of them, one for you and one for me." And I'm like, and she goes, "Well, if you don't take one, I'm going to take both." And so I'm like, but anyway, it turns out she didn't have that bad of a trip, but it's a horror story all in itself. I took the other one to keep her from taking
right.
it. And then, Lord help me, she suggested we drive, and this is already at night. We drive in her little car and spend the night on the beach in, not Santa Cruz, but the little beach that was right next to it that used to be an overnight beach. And Lord help me, I thought it was a good idea. And so we're driving all the way to Santa Cruz, and the drugs take effect while we're driving.
Oh, my gosh.
And so we stopped at this one place. I think it was a Denny's because we got the munchies really bad. And she's babbling, and I'm sitting there going through the paranoia, you know, that in, you can get really, really paranoid on it. And I'm thinking, everybody knows I'm drugs. Everybody knows right. I'm on drugs. The waiter knows I'm on drugs. I can see it. He's looking at me funny. And she's just going, "I want to have sex." At the top of her lungs, you know?
Wow.
And then she's looking around and she's smiling. She goes, "Did I say that out loud?" And then four cops come in and sit into the booth across the way from us, like right there. And she starts flirting with them.
Well, you know, at least.
And I thought I was going to die.
That's, yeah. You know, what the hell? What is wrong with people?
It gets even worse.
That's bad.
We're on the beach. And there's like a public restroom, but it's not lit. There is no lights in it. We don't have a flashlight or anything. So I go in the men's room, and it's completely abandoned. And then I could swear to God, there's like this shadow in the corner of a person just standing there quietly. And I don't know if it's a hallucination or if there's a person standing there or what, but it completely freaks me out, and I leave. And then We're huddling in our sleeping bags next to our little bonfire, and there's these two huge bonfires with these rockers. There's a group of punk rockers and a group of long-haired rockers, right?
Right.
And we're convinced that they're going to go to war with each other, but they're coexisting.
Right.
One of them comes out and screams, "There's a fag in the restroom!" And it's like this war cry goes up. Wah! And they all pile into the restroom. And I crawl down into the very bottoms of the sleeping bag, huddled into little balls, trying to be invisible, you know? And we're just terrified. And it's like this riot sound goes on and on and on. And finally, I think at some point we fell asleep. And then I wake up. And I had this incredible thing where I'm looking at the stars and they look incredibly 3D, and it's like some of them are like 3 inches in front of my face.
Right.
And some. So anyway, at dawn, and it's, you got that eerie kind of fog that's in layers.
Yeah.
And so I go to the restroom, and there's just barely enough light to see through the windows, and the entire floor is a sheen of blood.
Seriously?
I don't know if it's hallucination or not, but that's what I saw, and I was just complete. I went outside, and I peed outside, and I'm like, we have to go. We have to go. I was sure there was a dead body in there, and if we didn't leave, we would get blamed for it or something.
Yeah.
So we got them.
You don't need you don't need Jerry Darko is what I'm saying.
So,
good Lord, dude, that's like just wrong. That's, you know, anytime you have a road trip like that and there's like blood involved, not such a good thing.
It was like the floor had been painted with it. It was insane.
Now see, there you go. This is that you, what you just described. Perfect premise for a horror film.
Yeah.
Like, because there could have been some evil creature in the toilet that came out and devoured all of these rockers.
Yeah, really, one by one.
And it could have been called came from the living horror of Rocker Beach.
Maybe it wasn't even a restroom.
It was a portal to hell.
It was this alien life form, kind of like a Venus flytrap, but it looked like a restroom on purpose.
Oh, that was its disguise.
I wonder if I could keep this part in.
I would, absolutely. Just bleep out her
name. Okay.
Yeah, like we've done that before. I mean.
Ah, really?
Actually, you know what's funny? I was going
through. I've never told you that story?
No.
Oh, man.
Dude, I would have remembered a restroom covered in blood, for God's sake.
Well, I tell you what, I never did that again. Never. Kids, don't do drugs.
No.
And kids, don't do hallucinogenics.
No. You don't need that in your life.
Life is too fucked up as it is.
Well, that is true. I will give you that.
I mean, life could be pretty darn wonderful.
Yes.
But it's all attitude. You know when they say attitude is everything?
Yes.
You know, it really is.
Well, you know, honestly, you are absolutely correct. Attitude and longitude is pretty much everything.
Let me find that on my Google map.
Whoa, what the hell? There was a bell went off.
Oh, that's Angel
it's
got
wings.
Its wings.
Yeah. It's a wonderful show.
Yeah.
I wonder what would happen if I'd never been born.
Ding!
Well, here, let's find out.
Oh my God, there's no iPhones.
But there will always be iPretty.
iPretty.com. What you need when you need it.
Exactly.
That's what it says.
You may not always get what you want. But
pop-ups blocked, one.
But you'll find sometimes you'll probably get an STD.
Did you just make
that up? I just made that up.
That's great.
You could
say it again. Say it again.
I can't. You'll have to rewind it and say, I think it was
you can't always
get what you want, but you find sometime, or you
might just, you just might find you get an STD.
Yeah, you might find just get an STD. So, kids, don't have sex with Siberian prostitutes.
Or rubber chickens.
Or, well, that too. Unless you're wearing it. Wow, boy. If you have sex with a rubber chicken, do you need to wear a rubber?
I guess it would be a rubber. Oh, my God. Condoms shaped like rubber chickens. Talking about horror movies.
Dude, that is a whole another market. I am telling you, right? Do you know how much money we would make if we had rubber chicken shaped condoms and at the very tip it had like a little squeaker in it that made chicken noises?
Oh God.
It brings a whole new meaning to the term choking your chicken. Oh, now there you go. There's the title of it. Chicken-shaped condoms. We have the coffeecrack.com.
Well,
Pecker.
Oh, if we should wind this down.
We
I'm actually
probably should.
that chime I got was my page for my girlfriend.
Oh. Well, Jerry, I think that probably wraps up another exciting and scintillating episode of Zombie Beach.
I've been scintillated again.
Yes. No, Earthling, you've been scintillated. That sounded like Nelson C. Riley. What is up with that?
I'm going to shoot you with my P-47 scintillator.
Scintillator.
Scintillator. You've obstructed my view of Venus for the last time. So
You've
now I will
obstruct your anus.
you fucking
Brought to you by iPretty.com.
iPretty. And remember, if it's on the internet, it must be
It
true.
must be true. Wow, there you go. That was good.
Well, anyway, give us a call, 972-535-5833. And if you don't call, really, I mean it this time, we're just shutting it down.
Yeah, he's going to take his number and go home. So please, will one of you, any of you,
I'm gonna forward it to the White House.
please. Hello,
Or
this
the
is Dick
Church of
Cheney.
Satan, you know,
The
right?
Church of Satan, exactly.
One or the other, you'll never know.
Yeah, you'll never know. Well, and pretty much
Wait.
interchangeable.
Wait, that kind of sounded bad. I don't think.
Hey, we're going to get in trouble now.
Yeah, no, I don't think the White House is the same as the Church of Satan.
No, absolutely not.
Used to
Even
be, but not anymore.
though they have a lot of the same congregants, they're totally different.
Yeah, really. You know, I always had this idea, and I know I'm dragging our ending on again,
That's okay.
but
We
I always wanted to write this story. I never got around to it. So I'm just going to throw this out. Anybody who wants to do it. I had this concept called political Satanism, and it was like this church, this satanic church for politicians, specifically for politicians, because it was a necessary evil.
Oh, I like that.
And so, if you wanted to be a politician, you had to join this Satanist church because it was a necessary evil, because politicians are evil, and politics is evil, and it was a much better idea when it was only in my head.
Yes, but it's got
Now that
but
I've let it out, it's kind of dumb.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I think it's like, you know what? It's one of those things where
Stephen King, if you want to use it, you'd be my guest.
yes. I think it's got some legs to it, and I'm sure that there's some aspiring writer listening to our podcast right now.
Sam Raimi, if you want to use it for a movie, be my guest, but you have to have Bruce Campbell in the movie.
Yes, Bruce Campbell has to play the president.
Yes.
John F. Kennedy. dot com.
Who could he play? He would be a good Clinton.
Oh, he'd be totally a good Clinton. Or either that, or he would be
Bruce,
just.
you got to do Clinton. I want to see Bruce Campbell do Clinton. That would be
Well,
awesome.
he did Elvis. No, he could do Nixon.
Oh, I guess he could do Nixon.
He could be Nixon very easily.
But,
Now, if you want him to be a if you
no,
wanted.
he's too much of a beefcake for Nixon.
Okay, Grover Cleveland.
Nixon was kind of this scrawny guy.
Yeah. I don't know. Bruce Campbell, we would love to hear from you. Please come on our show. We said it
Yeah.
last week and we'll say it again. Please come on our show.
We love you, man. And
Yeah.
we won't call you Ash.
No, and we love your soup.
But at all, what?
Campbell
Yes.
soup.
Oh,
Isn't
God,
he
you got me.
Isn't he part of the Campbell Soup
You
legacy?
completely got me.
Yeah, I was sitting
I
there going,
didn't think
dude, how could you miss that one? That one was like a freaking cannonball going through Woodstock.
It went right over my head. It kind of
Oh,
grazed me as it went
man.
by. No, I was just gonna say I loved his books. Did you ever read his books?
Never read his books.
His books are awesome.
Yeah? So you can see we're really starting the Bruce Campbell fan club right
Yeah,
here.
realize this is we're gonna change .zom.com to welovebruce.com.
Yeah, to dot Bruce.
Yeah, we
It
man
can't.
love you, man.
We're.
Totally heterosexual man love you.
Well, we're starting a bromance. Right here on the air.
We have man crushes on you, dude.
Yes. Well, Bruce, we love
Yeah.
you long time.
Yeah, he's like, "Oh, I'm creeped out.
Yeah,
Goodbye."
he's going pretty much never going on that show.
Yeah.
In
Oh,
fact, let me go on this show, www.restrainingorder.com.
well. There you go.
And that's all we have for Zombie Beach,
Yeah.
ladies and gentlemen. Drive careful,
Bye.
pets, and please watch more horror films.
Yes. They're scary.
iScary.com.
I'm so scary. Go there and it's a
God.
picture of Michael Jackson.
Support thrillers.
Yeah. He was a great zombie though.
He was. I
He
gotta
was
say
an
that.
awesome zombie. I loved
He
that.
made zombies cool in the 80s.
He sure did.
And once again, a trendsetter. He was into zombies before zombies became really cool.
I wonder if he planted the seed to make zombies really cool.
You know, I would say so. I would say that is a true statement.
Once again, we have drugged the ending
Yeah,
on
even further. Even further. The longest ending. The whole show could be an ending.
Yeah, it's going to be the end of
Dot
.zom.com.
com.
The
The
end.
longest ending ever recorded.
Yeah, it's just one big long ending.
Yeah. So let's record another outro to start the show off with. So thanks for coming to Zombie Beach. As always, my name's Dan, and my ever-present friend and compadre in crime, Jerry, is with us. So we're going to end the show now and just say thanks for coming.
Thanks. Thanks for coming. Thanks for downloading. Thank you for listening.
Yes, and supporting us.
I pretty.
That's iPretty.com. Brought to you by Microsoft Flight Simulator. Dot com.
Okay, that
All right, that's it.
worked.
Now we're really done.